my decision to charge Mr. Greitens in February and April with two felonies was met with both praise and criticism. As a prosecutor, my decision must be based upon facts, available evidence, regardless of the position of the accuser or the power of the accused. Let me first say, I cannot comment on what Special Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker would do with a felony invasion of privacy case. Ms. Baker has complete authority to do what she believes is the just thing to do upon her evaluation of the case. Today, I will only discuss the felony computer tampering charge pending against Mr. Greitens. Contrary to Mr. Greitens' past statements, there was no witch hunt, no plans to bring pain to him or his family. Quite the contrary, the consequences Mr. Greitens has suffered, he brought upon himself by his actions, his statements, his decisions, his ambition, and pursuit for power. Many of Mr. Greitens' former colleagues and friends cooperated with our prosecution, not because they were threatened or harassed, but because it was the right thing to do. I remain confident that we have the evidence required to pursue charges against Mr. Greitens, but sometimes pursuing charges is not the right or just thing to do for our city or our state. Just as I believe that Mr. Greitens' decision to resign is best for our state, I have to consider the totality of the situation. After much conversation with Mr. Greitens' defense attorneys and my team, we have come to an agreement on the felony computer tampering case. I believe the most fair and just way to resolve this situation is to dismiss the computer tampering case. If Mr. Greitens were convicted of this charge, it will be unlikely that he would be sentenced to prison given his first-time offender status and the type and level of the charge he faced. I want to make it clear, while I cannot force Mr. Greitens to take personal accountability for his actions, there are things that I can do. I can reject Mr. Greitens' shameful, divisive, personal attacks. I can reject his dangerous and false rhetoric about the criminal justice system and the rule of law. I can clarify for the public that there was no coordinated effort by anyone to target him based upon his politics, rather it was his actions. I can make clear that this case did not cost taxpayers any more than our existing budget allocation, and these cases were not pursued at the expense of my office's priorities. Also, what I can do is demonstrate to the people of St. Louis that it takes courage to do the hard things. It takes courage to stand up to power. It takes courage to tell the story time and time again when there's a concerted effort to humiliate you and defame your name. It takes courage for witnesses to cooperate with law enforcement. It takes courage to stand up to the influential. And that's what was happened here. Citizens and leaders within both political parties stood for what was just and right, despite unprecedented personal attacks. Now it's time for all of us to come together. It's time to heal the wounds of our city and state and focus on building a place where people feel they are heard, where victims, regardless of their station in life, know that we will do what is right, regardless of the powers against them. Now we must come together to create a place where people can thrive, where we can work together with one another for the benefit of our city and state. Thank you.